This one was one of the forgotten rooms. A trapezoid-shaped chamber situated between two turbolift shafts. It was twice as long as a man, but broad only at the entry end, narrowing to a dusty nook at the far end. It was completely unfurnished. When Tahiri found it, after prowling this high-rise middle-income residential tower for several furtive hours, it didn't even have a glow rod wired into the ceiling fixture. She'd had to sneak off into an untrafficked hallway and steal one from there, wiring it into place herself. Now she lay atop her confiscated bedroll, listening to the frequent insanity-inducing whoosh of the turbolifts going by. In the heart of the most populous city in the galaxy, a city that spanned an entire world, she was completely alone. Such an odd feeling. Her only possessions were the contents of tourist bags set aside after nightfall on a pedway and not carefully watched by the Kaminori family negotiating for an airspeeder rental. Tahiri had snatched them up and had been long gone before anyone had noticed. She had kept the owner's name and address tag, intending to return the goods when she could and to pay for any she might lose or ruin. Someday, when she had resources again. At least now she had a data pad, some ill-fitting clothes, some snack food, and a home. She smiled mirthlessly at the oddly angled ceiling as it vibrated under the most recent turbolift passage. Resources. In a world hunting for her, she could only acquire resources by theft and deceit. Oh, she certainly had skills enough to use that way. But was that what she had been brought to? Was this her punishment for Pelion's murder? To become a petty thief? A scavenger? Yes. If she stubbornly chose to do everything by herself, her way, that was exactly what her fate would be. She needed help. She needed family. The Holonews said that the closest people she had to family were off-world now, but coming home. She'd wait. She'd wait, then creep through the shadows to find them and ask them for help. For aid in becoming herself again. For making things right. As for now, she looked down where her feet rested atop the bedroll. She flexed them, wiggling her toes. At least, at last, she was barefoot again. This is Mark Thompson. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Conviction by Aaron Alston. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson, executive producer Aaron Blank. Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Conviction is a production of Lucasfilm Limited. Text and production copyright 2011, all rights reserved, used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music master production copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.